T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know him, you love him. Hall of Famer, former Niner wide receiver, Terrell Owens with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. T.O., did you watch that game last night?
Oh, yeah, man. It was a good game, man. I thought at one point the Clemson Tigers was going to run away with it when they went up 17-7. I thought they had them on the ropes there. And you saw, you know, the greatness of Burrow and what he's done all year. You think you have him, and I was at the Alabama game that they played earlier in the season. And, you know, Alabama definitely, that was, I think, the game that Tua had just come back, and he had that fumble going in on the first drive and stalled that drive. And I think if that was the turning point in that game, had Tua, I think, not fumbled that ball, and, you know, they go on and they score, it's a different outcome. But that's the nature of the game. And you saw with just those experiences throughout the course of the year, they wasn't even fazed. And they didn't blink an eye. They saw they were down, 10 points, didn't faze them one bit, and they came back. And, you know, it was a great, great outing and a great game overall.
Joe Burrow, undefeated this year, likely going to struggle a little bit next year where he gets drafted so he can bask in the glow of the victory for now. But right now, 49er fans, T.O., are basking in the glow of the win over Minnesota. How impressed were you by the way they were able to just dominate the Vikings with the ground game?
I mean, it was awesome to watch. I mean, you think about that defense, you know, with Armstead and Bosa, Buckner, you know, and a number of other guys. Those guys are the main key ingredients to success, especially pass defense-wise. Because, you know, you look at Sherman, he's a great corner, been doing it year in and year out. I don't think he gets the credit that he deserves for the greatness that he displays, you know, every year that he's been on the football field. He did it there in Cincinnati. I mean, not in Cincinnati, excuse me, Cincinnati, but he did it in Seattle, and he's doing it now, you know, with the San Francisco 49ers. That last year, obviously, you can just tell he wasn't 100%. Injuries plagued him a little bit. But this year, he's 100% healthy, and it's obviously showing in his play. But defensively, that's what's going to win him championships because, you know, that's been cliched. The defense wins championships, and in this situation, it's ringing to be true. You're looking at Jimmy Garoppolo. Everybody, I think, is expecting the 350, 400-yard game in passing. That's not happening, but he's making the right plays. He's allowing the guys around him to take him to the promised land.
T.O., you're right. People say offense entertains, but defense wins championships. Speaking of a guy who can entertain, Aaron Rodgers. What kind of a puncher's chance do you give him if he's going to come into San Francisco? What's going to be key for him?
He's one of those guys you just can't count out. You think of like a Deshaun Watson type of player. You know, you watch Deshaun play later on in the season, and just even with the game against the Buffalo Bills when he, you know, you thought you had him, and that's the kind of play that Aaron Rodgers is going to present. Those are the type of plays that he's going to, you know, that's going to happen. He's a player that extends plays, and he's a very smart, cerebral quarterback. He's accurate. He puts, you know, his guys in the best positions to win, to succeed. He watches and understands how the game is unfolding. He's going to, you know, pick his matchups. So, again, when you have Aaron Rodgers on the field, he's definitely a force to be reckoned with. So I'm sure, you know, Robert Saleh, he's definitely – letting those guys know, yo, this guy is very capable of winning some ball games, you know, single-handedly. He has a Super Bowl under his belt, so he's not a stranger to this type of environment. So again, they have their work cut out for him.
Terrell Owens joining us here on 95.7 The Game. What'd you make of what happened Saturday night in Baltimore? The Niners handle their business, and then the Ravens, as 10-point favorites, get rocked by Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans.
I think it wasn't more. To me, when I saw the game, The last two weekends, I picked the Titans to beat the teams that they've beaten, starting with New England. You look at the way that they've ended the season. I said it, you know, sometimes you have teams that kind of just, you know, kind of ride under the radar, and then toward the end of the season, they hit a hot streak, and you start to see guys and teams play very well. Tennessee Titans are one of those teams. They started to gel and play well at the right time, and they're riding that wave, and they're riding the shoulders of Derrick Henry. This guy, again, Heisman winner, he's toting the load, literally. I mean, you have a guy of this caliber. He's a tough tackle. You know, I mean, he's I don't know how big this guy is, but I mean, I've seen all the memes. I mean, with the Incredible Hulk, that's what he looks like going through the line. And again, this guy is a force to be reckoned with. And just with the stellar play of Tannehill, I think he's resurged. I think he's revitalized his career. I think sometimes when you're in a situation and you have to take a few steps back and you watch, and then when you get that opportunity again, you start to flourish and you understand those moments where you had the opportunity. Now you're having those moments, and now you're able to really rise to the occasion, and that's what he's done. He's taken a full advantage of the opportunity that he's been able to take over for Mariota.
T.O., what's it like heading into conference championship weekend, particularly when you have a great rivalry such as the Niners and the Packers? Do you get the extra juices flowing knowing that you could be 60 minutes away from the big one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think everybody's chomping at the bit. You're very anxious, and that's a good thing to have. I mean, you have those nervous energy, those butterflies, and then once that coin tosses, is tossed, and, you know, the referee tells you who's receiving and who's kicking off, and you know, once that first play is snapped, then you're ready to play. It's all the things leading up to it, just the hype, you know, the media, you got family, friends, you know that this is must-see TV. You're one of eight teams that are playing, four teams that are playing now. It's a great feeling to have, and you know that you're one step closer to holding that Lombardi Trophy, and all you got to do is just go in there and just take care of business. And I think the Niners have the advantage because of the way that they've been playing throughout the course of the year. They've been pretty solid in pretty much in every phase of the game. But definitely, I think their strong suit is defense, and I'm sure they're going to hang their hat on that. But this is a game, too, that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to obviously, like I said, he's going to have to make some plays, not get too risky, but allow the guys around him to play. And I think, you know, these next couple of games, you know, if you look at George Kittle's game, been really pedestrian at best, but I think he's going to have a breakout game. And once he gets going, those guys on the outside, Pettis, Bourne, Sanders, that's when those guys will be able to flourish.
T.O., when you look at a guy on the opposite side for Green Bay, how do you view him as a pass catcher, a route runner, and what type of challenge does he pose for the San Francisco 49ers? And that's Davante Adams.
Oh, man, this guy has feet like Chad Johnson.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, he's very quick off
Fresno the line. State, by the way, T.O.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just being real. I'm just keeping it 100. Yeah, I know how I do it. And this guy has feet like Chad Johnson, can run every route, you know, in the route tree. As you saw in the game last week, they're creating opportunities based on down and distance, based on field position, based on the personnel. I mean, that's heads up play and really gutsy by the offensive coordinator, putting their guys in the best positions to win. And when you have a guy like Davante Adams that can run any route that imaginable, you have to put the ball in their hands. And I think that's what you have to get to where they are right now. He was plagued with a few injuries early on in the season, but now this is where, you know, you have health, and this is where it's very, very key. He's healthy. He's playing that way, and he's playing lights out. This guy is one of the top guys in the league. You haven't heard much of him throughout the course of the season because of the injuries, but he has had that talent. He's always been on the rise, and now he's about to be, you know, he's an NFC Championship. And so, again, defensive wise, I'm sure Sherman, those guys, they're gonna, you know, collectively, you know, let them know, hey, 17 is going to be out there. We got to limit him to what he can do because he can be a game changer.
Hall of Famer Terrell Owens with us here on 95.7 The Game. I was curious. I saw you had commented on this earlier. Do you think there's a bit of a double standard in the NFL or in sports and life in general? Julian Edelman got arrested in Los Angeles. He apparently was outside of a nightclub. He jumped on someone's Mercedes. He caused a little bit of damage. He got arrested, and there was a reaction. And then there are other individuals, say like an Odell Beckham, for example, who might not get arrested, but he might wear flashy cleats or he might do something on the sideline and he might take more heat. So what I'm getting at is, do you? I know you commented on the Edelman situation. What did you think about the way that was handled?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it should have been. I mean, they should be talking about it all week long, because if Odell Beckham or anybody of non-color would have done that, then, yeah, this is what they would have been talking about every hour on the hour. I don't think you give a guy a pass just because he played with the New England Patriots or he's a Super Bowl champion or whatever the case may be. He deserves the same negative media critical treatment as anybody else. And so, again, it's disheartening. It's disappointing. But, again, like I said, when you have a guy like that, you feel like you're on top of the world, then you feel like you can jump on top of cars. But other than that, again, it's unfortunate. But, again, like I said, you see guys like Odell Beckham and other guys that get criticized harshly for not even anything, you know, close to that. And, you know, it does harm to their image, their character. And then, again, you have guys like, you know, Edelman that can do this, and it's almost like you give them a pass.
Tio, I love that you're candid, and I love that you've just the maturity and how you now you speak life and the things that you do. I was looking at your DMs and I was looking at actually your Instagram story, and you see an AB. When you see a guy, what advice, how do you save people? What are some of the things that you do, or how do you bring this guy back into a fold?
Well, number one, I'm a friend first and foremost, and so he knows. I went over there and I talked to him yesterday, and I'm not speaking out of pocket or out of hand. He knows, you know, we spoke at great length, and you know, I won't divulge everything, but I told him first and foremost, I'm there for him as a friend. I'm there because I care for him. I love him as a brother, as a man. And so, again, I didn't appreciate, you know, some of the things that was obviously just displayed, you know, throughout the media. And so we had a heart-to-heart, and, you know, he respected that. And so for whatever reason, you know, like I said, you know, I'm not going to turn my back on an individual because the world is turning their back on him. And so at the end of the day, like I said, I'm going to pray for him. I'm going to be there for him. And he knows I'm going to shoot him straight from the hip. And, you know, as far as, you know, my candor, and as you mentioned, you know, I'm not going to hold back. And I told him, I said, look, man, you may not ever talk to me ever again. That's probably one of the first things that I told him. I said, you may block me. I said, you may not want to see me ever again. But I came to him, you know, first and foremost, man to man, and wanted to let him know, like, bro, you have kids. You know, you have a responsibility as number one, as a father, you know, to your kids. And so he shouldn't, you know, present him in that light. And
sure.
Other than that, that's about it. I won't go into details as far as anything else that we spoke about. But I told him, like, number one, I'm there for him as his friend.
Final question. Do you see the Niners getting past the Packers this weekend?
Absolutely. You know, how can you not? I think, you know, I'm sure those guys in that locker room, they know they have the best opportunity of anybody in the field of play. I'm sure they know anything can happen on any given Sunday. You look at what the Tennessee Titans are doing and how they basically have basically destroyed the AFC. If anybody had a bracket, they have destroyed it. And so they know that they have to be on their P's and Q's and have to come in and be focused and locked in and take it, you know, one quarter at a time. But they have the ingredients to get to the Super Bowl. You know, defensively, special team wise, offensively, they have everything intact, you know, to get to the Super Bowl. And all they got to do is, you know, take care of business on Sunday.
Hall of Famer, former Niner wide receiver, 95.7 The Game insider, Terrell Owens with us here on 95.7 The Game. T.O., we always appreciate the time, man. Have a great week. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
Absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.